Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds virtual meeting with chief ministers to discuss fuel supply and inflation in the wake of West Asia crisis. Security concerns in West Asia rise amid escalating threat to Gulf nations. Diplomatic efforts underway to de-escalate the situation. New Delhi highlights abysmal record of Pakistan in protection of human rights of minorities. Balendra Shah takes oath as Nepal's youngest prime minister. And Indian archers win 10 medals including 2 gold at Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the government's priorities are to maintain economic and trade stability, ensure energy security, safeguard the interests of citizens, and strengthen industry and supply chains. Mr. Modi said this while virtually chairing the meeting with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories to review preparedness in light of the emerging situation arising out of recent developments in West Asia and its potential impact on India. The Prime Minister highlighted that the situation remains dynamic, necessitating continuous monitoring and adaptive strategies. He added that an interministerial group has been operational since March 3rd, reviewing the situation on a daily basis and taking timely decisions. Mr. Modi noted that the country has prior experience in dealing with similar global disruption. He recalled the collective response during the COVID-19 pandemic, when the centre and states worked together as Team India to mitigate the impact on supply chains, trade and daily life. He underscored that the same spirit of cooperation and coordination remains India's greatest strength in navigating the present circumstances. The Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the valuable suggestions shared by all chief ministers, noting that these inputs would be instrumental in effectively managing the evolving situation. The External Affairs Ministry today said, India continues to be in touch with all concerned countries for the safe transit of its ships to meet countries' energy requirements. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 4 ships laden with LPG have arrived in India after crossing Strait of Hormuz so far.
We've had 4 ships. They were laden with LPG. They have arrived in India. They safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz few days back. We continue to be in touch with all concerned countries for the safe transit of our ships to meet our energy requirements. Our imperative to secure the needs of our 1.4 billion people.
Replying to a query on Bangladesh, the spokesperson said, everyone is aware of the terrible atrocities committed by Pakistan during Operation Searchlight in 1971. He said India is in support of Bangladesh in its desire for justice. Mr. Jaiswal said the genocide involved systematic and targeted murder of millions of innocent Bangladeshi people and mass sexual crimes against women. He said it forced millions to flee the country and seek shelter in India as refugees. The spokesperson also pointed out that the shrinking number of minorities in Pakistan reflect the decades of fear, marginalization, oppression and neglect that they have had to endure at the hands of the Pakistani state. He said the abysmal record of Pakistan when it comes to protection of human rights of minorities is also well documented.
The shrinking numbers of minorities in Pakistan over several decades reflect the kind of fear, persecution, oppression and neglect that they have had to endure at the hands of the Pakistani state. I need not elaborate on the abysmal record of Pakistan when it comes to protection of human rights of its minorities, which is also very well documented.
The security landscape in West Asia has shifted sharply as the conflict involving US, Israel and Iran has expanded, placing Gulf nations under increasing threat. In the UAE, air defense systems intercepted 6 ballistic missiles and 9 drones launched from Iran earlier today. In Kuwait, authorities confirmed strikes on key maritime infrastructure. Shuaik Port on Kuwait City and Mubarak Al-Kabir Port on Bubiyan Island were hit by drones and cruise missiles. In Saudi Arabia, defense systems intercepted 4 drones over the eastern province. Diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the situation are ongoing, with multiple channels of negotiation currently underway amid rising regional tensions. GCC Secretary General Yassim Al-Budawi has called for Gulf states to be included in ongoing negotiations as concern grows over President Donald Trump's decision to extend the pause on strikes against Iranian energy infrastructure until April 6. Saudi Arabia has joined a broader regional statement condemning what it described as violations of sovereignty, while also signalling the possibility of collective self-defence. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Gulf officials say their growing security threat is also driven by concerns over economic stability and long-term development plans. Regional leaders fear that attacks targeting major commercial hubs such as ports and airports could undermine investor confidence. Despite US pause on Iranian energy targets, Gulf infrastructure continues to face risk. Qatar has recently declared force majeure on some of its LNG exports, while Kuwait has reported power disruptions, adding to pressure for a decisive resolution rather than a prolonged standoff. Within the GCC, Oman continues to advocate for diplomacy and has maintained support for the 15-point peace framework. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Balendra Shah, the parliamentary party leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, has taken oath as Nepal's youngest prime minister today. The 35-year-old RSP leader was administered the oath of office and secrecy by President Ramchandra Podail at the president's office in Sheetal Nivas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. Shah on taking oath as Nepal's Prime Minister. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he looks forward to working closely with him to take India-Nepal friendship and cooperation to even greater heights. New ministers to the cabinet of Balendra Shah took oath of secrecy to their office today at Sheetal Nivas. The Home Ministry is allocated to Sudhan Gurung. RSP Vice Chair Swarnim Wagle becomes the Minister for Finance. Human Rights Watch, a US-based advocacy group, today termed the recent Pakistani airstrikes on a rehabilitation center in Kabul as an unlawful attack. It warned that the incident could amount to a possible war crime, raising serious concerns over civilian safety and adherence to international law. On March 16, Pakistan launched airstrikes on the 2,000-bed Umid Addiction Treatment Hospital in Kabul that killed hundreds of civilians and injured several others. The rights body called on the Pakistani authorities to conduct a swift and impartial investigation into the incident and ensure accountability for those responsible. In archery, India won 10 medals as compound archers dominated with mixed team gold and a clean sweep of the men's individual podium at the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament Stage 1 in Bangkok today. India finished with 2 gold, 4 silver and 4 bronze medals, bettering their overall tally from the previous edition. Uday Kamboj edged Prathamesh Javkar 145-144 for his maiden international gold as India completed a clean sweep in men's compound with Rajat Chauhan taking bronze. The 19th edition of the Indian Premier League is set to kick off tomorrow at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru, with defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru taking on Sunrisers Hyderabad. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. IST, marking the start of the two-month-long tournament that will run until 31st of May. Indian men's team forward Gurjant Singh has announced his retirement from international hockey at the Hockey India Awards ceremony held in New Delhi today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds virtual meeting with chief ministers to discuss fuel supply and inflation in the wake of West Asia crisis. Security concerns in West Asia rise amid escalating threat to Gulf nations. Diplomatic efforts underway to de-escalate the situation. New Delhi highlights abysmal record of Pakistan in protection of human rights of minorities. Balendra Shah takes oath as Nepal's youngest prime minister. and Indian archers win 10 medals, including 2 gold at Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament in Bangkok. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.